Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On New Year's Eve, we drew a watchword for our church, and the watchword was, "The Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands," Deuteronomy 39. Now, I have to tell you about watchwords. Sometimes I look at these, and over the years, I've thought of holy fortune cookies, because that's kind of the attitude we have when we pull one. We want one that's going to make us happy. And I remember one lady wanting to switch hers. This was in my last church, because it talked about how God was going to be with her through suffering. So she figured if she switched it, she wouldn't have to suffer that year, because it was like a holy fortune cookie. Well, I don't think that's the case. When we look at watchwords, we have to look at where they were pulled from. It's not just the verse of scripture. We can hold on to that and say, wow, we're going to be rolling in dough here at Ephraim Moravian Church for the year 2016. I don't think that's what it's talking about. So let's look at the context. Let's look at where this verse of scripture was pulled. And it was pulled from a sermon that a man was giving at the end of his life. And that man was Moses. And he had gathered all the people together. He was quite elderly by this time. He had taken the people of Israel for 40 years. He had led them. And he led them through desert times. He had led them through the wilderness. He had taught them about God. He was kind of God's mediator between God and the people. And here, this very charismatic leader, this man who had taken care of them for so long, was giving his swan song. And they're poised to enter the promised land. Now, when we hear that, we think that they just traveled over the Jordan and went in and had a party. But if you read the scripture, you find out that when they entered the promised land, the people of the land weren't inclined to just let them in. So they had to fight their way in. And when it says possess the land, they actually had to go to war over this land. And so here, the people who have been nomads for 40 years, and before that had been in slavery, are now poised to go to war and possess the land, and they know that they cannot go with Moses. He's not going to lead them anymore. So this man sets up to talk to them about their life in the future, that he's not going to join them in. And what's interesting is he doesn't talk about a battle plan. He doesn't tell them what strategies they should use in order to possess the land. What he tells them is he gives them the big picture. He said, "I have some promises for you, but there's a condition." And he said, God wants to make you prosperous. God wants you to possess this land. God wants to give you every good thing. But in order to do that, there's something you must do. And isn't that the truth? In anything we want to do, we don't just sit down and things come into our lap. We have to work for it. And God says, I'm going to make you prosperous when you work for it, but there is a catch, and the catch is this. All through that chapter that Teresa read, what did it say? You've got to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. In other words, you got to be passionate about God. And when we're passionate about God, when we love God with our very being, then God makes us passionate for the things that God is passionate about. And what is God passionate about? He's passionate about the people that he created, all the people on this planet God has in God's heart. And if we want to be prosperous in the work that we do here at Ephraim Moravian Church, the first thing we have to do is cling to God. And then be passionate about the things that God is passionate about. In 2012, someone in this church came to me about a ministry in Milwaukee. And it was a church that was dying. Now, there are a lot of dying churches in the United States. The Moravian Church has closed up churches all around. We know what it's like to lose membership. And it's a very, very difficult thing. And this was one of many churches in the Milwaukee area that was struggling. They had a building they couldn't keep up. And they did things that were logical. First, they merged with another church. And they said that way they can sell off a building and with that money start building things up, at least pay for a pastor, and then hopefully get new members in. Logical. Except for the fact that after they sold the building, the treasurer absconded with the funds. And so they were back to square one. And some of the people who saw this were so discouraged they left the church. Now, there were plenty of churches around that they could go to. And they reached out to their denomination, who said, you know, we can't help. There's too many other churches in need. But they wanted to continue. And one of the denominational heads said about them, the only reason they're in business today is because they're so stubborn. But it wasn't stubbornness, it was passion. There were people in their neighborhood who came to them, people who did not attend that church, that said, we want you to stay open because we need you here. And so in their passion, with very little money, with no pastor in place, they started to reach out to their neighborhood. They went to the school and offered tutoring sessions and music sessions. They opened a food pantry. They did whatever they could to enable the neighborhood to survive and to thrive. One of the members had an autistic child, and she'd bring him every Sunday, and sometimes he, like some children in that spectrum, would not understand that he was in church and would just start getting up and walking around. And the church, rather than looking at him with unhappy eyes, said, you know, let's have him help with communion. And let's have him do some jobs in the church. And then when there would be a run, they used to, once a year in Milwaukee, there's a run for autism. The church said, rather than have church here, let's have church down at that run so that we can support this family. They were passionate. And then they reached out to other churches. And one of the churches they reached out to was ours. And we thought, what can we do 3 hours away to help this group? And so we raised some funds, and we gave them some moral support. And now in 2016, that church has partnered with a Moravian, and they're going to start a cafe ministry. They have an urban center up and running. They have housed Moravians and are giving us some support as we start a ministry in Milwaukee. Why? Because they were passionate about God and they were passionate about the things that God wants us to be passionate about. And that's lifting up people and giving them the gospel of grace. Why do the Gideons, professional men, go around and go to Kenya and at their own expense give Bibles out wherever they go? Because they're passionate about Jesus and they want to preach that gospel of peace and grace to others. If we want to be prosperous here, we've got to be passionate about the things of God. And God will give us the passion that we need for others, for people in this church, and for people in the community. Strategic planning is a great thing. I like to be organized. That's a great thing. Having money is a great thing. But the way that we have life is not only by our strategic planning and money. It's about our passion. There are a lot of churches that had money at one time but had no passion. And what they didn't realize is, even with their money, they died. And a few years later, when the doors closed, that was just a reflection of their lack of passion. If we want to see this verse become a reality at Ephraim Moravian Church, for the Lord to prosper us by the work of our hands, first of all, it means we work. And secondly, it means we love him more and more, and he will plant in us the love that we need to have so that our work can be prosperous. Our work in this community, our work with each other, our work for peace in this lifetime. Are you passionate about Jesus? If you are, he'll make us prosperous in the work of our hands here in this church. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the promises that you have made in your word, promises of prosperity as we work together to build people up, to bring the gospel to the poor and to the downtrodden, to bring hope to those who are hopeless, to bring joy to those who are in sorrow. And Lord, I ask that you would plant in us that joy of knowing you so that we can work for you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.